Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I'm Tamara Shaw, a recovering codependent, a codependent life coach, and the co-author of God Turned Mommy's Wine into Water. This podcast was created to increase the awareness of codependency and to give a more holistic look at the journey and healing of codependence. Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I am your host, Tamara Shaw, and today we have Steve Hockman with us. Steve is a fitness and personal development coach. And today we're going to talk about, you know, all the good things in life, because we all know that fitness goes with, you know, the mindset, everything that comes with us, the things that you eat, you know, what comes out and in and all of that. So Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, like you just said, how fitness goes with everything. You know, I was just talking to a coaching client today and I was saying how it's so crazy that just diet, like nutrition and working out, will expose almost every weakness that you have and give you the opportunity to work on it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I guess about 6 months ago, I was like, okay, you got to get serious. You know, if you want to live longer, and I just turned 50 in September. So it's like, You got more behind you than in front of you, ma'am. So get it together.
You look great, by the way. You could lead the way. I'm turning 50 in April, so we're
we're doing it, and we both look good. Okay.
Yeah. We'll tell everyone our secrets of how we do
it. That's right. You know? We'll give them the secrets. So, you know, I've always been one to kind of watch my diet. Like I grow my vegetables and all of that, but it's the gym. Like I'm very inconsistent. I'll be very consistent just, you know, a couple months, and, you know, I'll have a cold day outside and I'm like, it's cold outside. I don't know if I want to do that. And instead of finding something at the house, it's okay to not want to go outside, but there's things on the inside of the house that you can do as well. Right. So I'm trying to find that consistency when it comes to the physical side. You know, I'm like I said, I'm pretty good with the eating and even the mindset portion. You know, I'm pretty good, but I've got to be better. Obviously, I say I'm good, but if I was, I would get my butt out there and do what I need to do. Right. So talk to us about some of the ways that 100%. fitness and mindset come together when it comes to just overall life.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people talk about doing it for themselves. You know, everything's I have to get leaner. I want to get fit. Me. And what I do with myself and with my coaching clients is I link everything in my life to something of a higher purpose, of something of a greater value. So like, for example, because we already know we're going to negotiate and lie to ourselves and let ourselves down. So like, it's easy for me to relate this to parents. So, you know, you were talking about on a cold day. Let's say, you know, I don't know if you have any kids or not, but let's say you have a daughter and your daughter's at school and it's a cold day and you got to go pick up your daughter. There's no way in hell you're going to be like, it's too cold. You're going to make it happen.
You can stay there.
So what I've done. Yeah. Sorry, it's too cold. So what I do is I relate everything to being a parent. So like, for instance, you can't give what you don't have. If I don't have discipline level 10, how can I give that to my kids? If I don't have the knowledge of nutrition and the discipline to apply that knowledge, how do I give the most basic things to my kids? Being healthy, confident, strong, free of disease as much as possible. Like, so I literally, like, it's not even about me. Once I removed myself, I was the problem. And so, you know, because I used to be like almost 100 pounds and all unhealthy and everything. And so for me, it's not even about me. If I have to work out and I'm like, oh man, I'm just tired, it's cold out, I directly think about how I'm letting my kids down because I'm not showing up as the father they deserve. I'm giving them a lower version of me. And how can I tell them to put down their iPad and study when I can't even get out of the house and work out? And so once I started linking everything to something of a higher value, all the roadblocks and everything that would hold me up disappeared. And I think that's the biggest reason why people fail. That's why New Year's resolutions are actually not that great, because if you really like, if you're a, again, everything's not about being a parent, but just easy to
get. Yes, that's a good link. That's a good link.
Yeah. So if you really understand that you're letting your kids down, you're making them unhealthy, you're really just taking away all the tools you could give them, why would you wait till January to be the parent that they deserve? That when people say, I'm going to wait, I just know they haven't connected it to something of higher value. And that's why most people fail, because they're still just doing it for themselves. Yeah. And that's my big, I mean, you asked me like what the secret is to make that happen. That's the secret for me.
You know what? You know, you're right. You are complete. You just brought something into me, because, you know, we all talk about like our purpose in life, the different things that we're supposed to do while we're here on this earth. And one of the things that I was definitely brought here to do was talk about codependency, talk about healing, recovery, and all of that. And years ago, God told me, you're going to walk for me, right? Meaning I'm going to be the vessel walking for God and telling the things that he told me to tell. Well, that is one of the things that got me into the gym, because if God says you're going to walk for me, you have to be fit in order to do that assignment, right? Mm-hmm. So if, like you said, when I link that together, it's bigger than me. All of a sudden, my fitness, me getting up and getting out, is bigger than me. So you have a better success rate when you do that.
100%. You know, I have a coaching client named Mike who, he's about 57 years old. He lost like 50 pounds. He's shredded now. He just called me and said that his doctor just said that his kidneys, because he had chronic kidney disease, it's actually in the normal range now. And his doctor's freaking out, like, how is that even happening? And the thing is with Mike is that, so he got into alcohol, into drugs, actually even into selling drugs, right? Like, and by the way, he was a hair salon owner. It's not even like he was like living on the streets or something. He was just like a regular business owner, just got into this lifestyle. And he actually had a break-in where people knew he had some cash. They held him and his daughter at gunpoint, zip tied them. Luckily, he was able to like break the zip ties when they weren't paying attention, grab a unloaded shotgun, and they ran. But he basically, like, that's when he really needed to change his life. And so he started running a sober living house. And so he became sober. He was running this house, but he came to me because he still had all these problems. And I was just explaining, like, I was like, Mike, you just traded one addiction for another. You were addicted to drugs. Now you're addicted to food. You're way overweight. Your blood pressure is out of control. You're not healthy. Why would anyone who's going to this sober living house want to be like you? You know, they all say, I want to be like Mike. Like, why would they want to be like Mike? You know, and if your purpose is to really help these people, like, okay, great. You're not doing drugs and alcohol anymore, but you're still miserable. You're still addicted to something. You're still unhealthy. You're still going to die. And so he really understood that. And he linked it to his purpose. And he realized that if he really wants to impact these people coming in the house, he needs to be so undeniable that when people walk into this house, they're like, how do I get like you? And that's right. What's happening right now. That's exactly what he did. And that's what I'm talking about. When people say what their purpose is, it's really not about like when you live a life of service, it's not about living some humble life where you sacrifice yourself for others. It's living your best life so you could give that to others. So it actually makes you live the best life you could possibly live. People got it all wrong when they think, oh, I don't have time to take care of myself. I'm taking care of everybody else. That's the opposite. And so that's how I do the mindset with myself and with my coaching clients.
That is, that's phenomenal. I mean, and again, it's so good because it feels good. Like even with you talking about it, it gave me more energy. You know, it makes me want to get up and do. And let me just go back to Mike. That was like a whole CSI episode, wasn't it? Like the gunpoint is just like, oh my gosh. So glad that worked out. Let me just say that. And glad that he took that and said, I'm going to be better, do better. And, you know, oh my gosh.
Not only did all his blood results come back, you know, perfect, which he thought would never happen, but he actually just got engaged, which is really cool because you know, he really just thought he was going to live this life of just like that humble servant, sacrifice everything, not have anything. And now he has more than he ever had. And it's just because, you know, as you change your frequency, you know, you attract different things in your life. That's just how it works. And so it makes sense that now he's engaged to his, you know, best friend, dream partner, dream woman, because he is that person now who of course would be with that person, you know? Absolutely. And I was going to say also, I'm sorry, I know there's like so much about this to talk about, but
no, I love it.
It's never about the what. Like, I've never tried to lose weight. I really don't even weigh myself. I don't weigh my coaching clients, none of that, because it's about the who, not the what. So what we do is we turn people into a person who has knowledge, who has discipline to apply that knowledge, who lives a certain way. And then you look like that person. Of course, you're going to have abs. You're going to like be ripped and cut and all that stuff because that person looks that way. So yes. A lot of people do it opposite. They focus on the what. You know, that's why, like, if you had some sort of surgery where you have, like, take a drug like Ozempic or something to lose weight or you know, like, do plastic surgery, you're not changing the who. You're just changing the what. And that's why nothing really changes. You're not elevating yourself. You're vibrating at that same level because you haven't done any personal development work.
And I hate to ask you to repeat that again, but I just want the audience to hear that again about the who. Say that again.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, you know, I'll say it even in a different way. People ask me like, what do you do? Like, what did you do to lose all that weight? And I'm like, it's not what, it's who. It's who. The person I was, who I was back then, looked that way because that's what that person looks like. The person who I am right now, who has a skill set of knowledge and the discipline to apply that knowledge and lives a certain type of life, looks a certain way. It's just the who, never the what. And so people have it backwards. And that's why I always say focus on the who and not the what.
That is so good. So you got the mindset. And, you know, of course, when it comes to all of this, like you said, when you change the who, it's going to change what you look like in love, what you look like in friendship, and how you show up in your life. It's going to change all of that. I love it. So,
want to attract someone. So sorry. You want to attract someone that's attracted to someone with those qualities. So back when I didn't have those qualities, of course, like the people I attracted were not the same as now, you know, and I've been married 9 years to my best friend. I mean, like I still wake up every morning and I know a lot of people say stuff like this. I really mean it. I wake up like 9 years straight. I don't know how many thousands of mornings, but I wake up every morning. I'm like, I really am married to this person. I still can't believe it, but you know, it makes sense because that person who I am would attract that person who she is, you know?
Yes. That's so beautiful. And congratulations. Because you don't hear it all the time. So I love hearing things like that because that's the way it's supposed to be. So when it comes to nutrition, 100%. What advice would you give people about making the nutrition portion of all of it?
Yeah. So I have 3 rules on nutrition. And right now, let's just focus on rule 1. So what a lot of people don't understand, and I you know, this is going to get a little technical, but don't worry. I'm a simple guy, so I'm going to explain it in a simple way. In fact, if they taught this in school and people really did this, number one, all type 2 diabetes would be eradicated, like 100%. Everyone I've ever worked with type 2. Type 1 is genetic, and it's only 5% that have that. Everybody that has type 2 has been cured that I've ever worked with. And so there's a thing called the glycemic index, okay? And what the glycemic index is, it's a rating scale for when you eat different foods or ingredients, how much glucose, which is blood sugar, is released into your bloodstream. So for example, a piece of broccoli is a 10 on the glycemic index. Very little glucose is released in your bloodstream. Your body doesn't have to respond to it because you're going to burn it off just being alive. Let's say you eat like a banana. It's a 55 on the glycemic index. You actually get a lot of glucose in your bloodstream. So now your body has to produce insulin to absorb that glucose. Insulin is the most powerful absorption hormone in your entire body. So now you have glucose in your bloodstream, insulin absorbs it into your cells. Now it's in your cells, it gets converted into fat. And as soon as you're able to stop that process, it's so difficult to store fat, and it eliminates the need to count calories. I don't weigh my food. I don't count calories at all. And so what I found is if you stay, this is after 25 years of doing this, if you stay below 25 on the glycemic index, you don't have an insulin response, and it's so hard to store fat. And that's all I really do. That's like the main thing that I do. And, you know, my friend Albert, back in high school, he was like 260 pounds. And then when I saw him after college, he was just shredded. He became a microbiologist chemist. And 25 years ago, he explained this to me. So I've been doing this for so long. I've been doing this so long that I just got really good at like any food that someone likes, there's recipes to make the healthy, the low glycemic version of it that tastes nearly virtually the same, you know, and that's why there's a lot of these recipes that you see online where they blow it. Like they'll make ice cream at home, which I do every night, but they'll make it and they'll go, oh, instead of having real ice cream, I'm making it with maple syrup. And it's like, I see what they're trying to do, but the maple syrup has a very high glycemic index, and it's the same as sugar, and you're just going to store a lot of fat with that. But if you stay below 25 in the glycemic index and do it another way, eat all the ice cream you want. I mean, really, it's really hard to overeat when you eat this way. So that's my main, that's the main difference of what I do compared to what other people do.
Okay. So I know that you talk about the mind, we've talked about the mindset portion, this nutrition portion, it's mind blowing. Let me just say that everyone that you've worked with type two are cured. That is phenomenal because you have the right recipe and thank goodness, wonderful friends. but the physical aspect of it. So, I want for those who don't know what shred is in the audience, explain what that is.
Oh, I mean, shredding is just when you're super lean and you could see all the, most people have definition, you know, especially if you work out, but you have all these layers of fat over it. It's like saran wrap. If you just keep wrapping as you take off the layers, you could see the definition underneath, you know.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lean, get some of this saran wrap off. That's
what we got to do. Yeah. And by the way, back to the rule number one, the glycemic index, like there's so many hidden foods out there. So like, I'll give you an example, like right around now, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to be more healthy. So they go to Starbucks, instead of putting sugar in their coffee, they do the no sugar vanilla sweetener, right? Cause it's no sugar, no calories, looks great. But the thing is like the third ingredient, it's actually called maltodextrin. So remember I said, stay below 25 in the glycemic index. Table sugar, which we all know is bad, is 65. Maltodextrin is 115. And so, you know, and the thing is, to find the glycemic index of any food, all you do is just Google the ingredient or the food, and you just Google, what is the glycemic index of X? And it's that easy. Like, everyone could become like an expert at the glycemic index if they can just Google the words in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh my gosh. That's phenomenal. Okay, now that we've explained what shred is, because I want people to understand, like, that's when you're really cut and you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, because everyone wants to get there, of course. But what do you suggest people do physically if they're just trying to go out and
Yeah, I mean, the best workout is one that you could do consistently. There's no like really one workout that's the end all be all workout. And if people say that they don't have time, I mean, honestly, if you do just air squats with your body weight for 2 minutes straight, you'll be dying. Like 2 minutes solid of squats. And then you do, you know, 2 minutes of burpee pushups nonstop. You know, and then you do 2 minutes of lunges. That's a 6 minute workout that'll crush you. So there's time to work out. You know, I really like HIIT workouts. So I like to work out at a really fast pace so that as I'm lifting weights, I'm not resting in between sets. And so I'm keeping my heart rate up. So I'm doing double in the same amount of time. So like in a, honestly, I only work out maybe like 30 to 45 minutes a day. That's all I do. That's awesome. All I do. But it's the pace in which I work out, you know, is why it's so good. And you could start off with 15 minutes a day, work up, and then work it up to 30 minutes and work it up to 45 minutes. But that's it. You know, I think I kind of advise against, like, if someone just wants to do like one thing, like spin or something like that, because you're just working one part of your body and you're kind of neglecting everything else. So in that amount of time, like, it's cool to add that to your workout, but in that amount of time, you've gotten so much more done.
So do you suggest, like, I mean, some people just take a 30-minute brisk walk. That would help.
I think what I recommend people do is start off with what they can do. So some people get into it. They're like, I'm going to work out twice a day for 30 days. It's like, you don't need to do that. You really don't need to do that. If your nutrition is on point, the getting lean part is going to take care of itself. And all you're trying to do is just become more healthy and fit. You're just trying to become stronger. And that just happens over time. Whether you work out twice a day or three times a day, it's going to take the same amount of time because you break your muscles down, then they repair stronger. You break them down, they repair stronger. So I just say, like, you like start off, and I work out really intense, but I've been doing it for 35 years, right? So say start off moderate. If you're doing nothing and all you do is a 20-minute walk, and that's what you start off with, then do that for a week, then maybe bump it up 30 minutes. And then, you know, there's all sorts of hacks you could do also. Like, you know what the assault bike is at all?
I don't.
It's horrible, but it's created in hell by Satan. But
I was going to say, I don't really want to be assaulted.
Yeah. It is definitely going to assault you for sure. But it's the bike, you've seen them. It has the fan on it. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has the fan. And, so like sometimes what I'll do is I'll do like a 30-second sprint on the assault bike and then I'll walk my dog. And my heart rate's already up. So I'm kind of hacking getting cardio. I'm getting it from the first step. And that's actually a pretty decent cardio workout. Yeah. So there's little hacks you could do. You could do 20 burpee pushups, then go for a walk. You know, there's ways of making that walk really good. Or you could set your interval timer and maybe it's a 30-minute walk. Every 3 minutes, you drop down and hit 20 squats, you know, and now you're getting a really good workout in that walk.
Absolutely. But do something that is not going to be aggressive and to make you stop, right? That's what I think people, they get out here, they want to work out twice a day and you do that for, you know, 2 weeks and then you're exhausted. Like you just don't want to do it. So do something that will make you, it'll be a part of your lifestyle, not just, you know.
Yeah. And what people really have to know is when they first start, they're going to be very, very sore that first week. There's not too many ways around that. But the second week, they're going to be 80% less sore because you're always really sore when you hit that body part for the first time. So when you hit it the second, everyone, like, they'll do their first couple workouts. They're like, I can't be this sore for the rest of my life. And it's like, you just have to be this sore for the rest of the week.
Yes,
just one week. And then it'll be a lot better. So that's one thing for people to understand.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad. I just want people to understand that, you know, the physical, the nutrition, and the mindset, those three things, if you can kind of come together and truly, truly get some consistency in it, it will change the who. It really will.
Oh, 100%. And really just like, yeah, I was going to say, just link it to your character. Like, you know, it's funny. I know you have a purpose in life because you just told it to me. But if you were to go and ask 100 people on the street, what is your purpose in life? 99 out of 100 will have to think about it and come up with an answer. And to me, that's crazy. It's crazy to go through your whole life and not even know what the purpose is.
Right.
Like, how do you decide what to do if you don't even know why you're here? And so I really advise everybody, like, to just really take some time and decide what is your purpose. And it has to be a worthwhile purpose. So like, mine's pretty broad. My purpose is to give the most value to the most people in the most ways. And that includes my kids. That includes my wife. That includes my employees. That includes my friends. That includes the people on my Instagram. That includes everybody.
Yeah.
But when I say the most value in the most ways, it means like I have to be the best version of myself in all those ways, because I can't give what I don't have.
Right.
So everything I'm doing, I'm lining it up to my purpose. Everything that I'm doing, every decision I make has to do with my purpose. And another thing for people that are listening to really think about is that, you know, more people than ever nowadays are seeking comfort. And more people than ever are depressed. And the thing is that what people have to understand is that happiness requires contrast. So you can't be perpetually happy. A lot of times being happy is the relief of some sort of pain. And the thing is, you either choose your pain or your pain chooses you. So what I do is I choose the pain of getting up early. I choose the pain of working out. I choose the pain of the cold bath, of the hot sauna, of working hard. And then in between those pains, I get the relief and I feel so happy. But, you know, perpetual happiness turns into depression. And if people really understand that, they would introduce that positive pain into their life to make themselves happy.
Yes, that's fantastic. That really manifests in so many different ways. You talk about people having negative patterns. I saw that on your profile. So when people can identify their negative patterns, give some suggestions on what they can do to turn that into positivity, which I feel like you just did, but I want to get some specifics. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about that. So we all have a conscience, and a lot of people think that a conscience has to do with like right, doing right and wrong to other people. Like, oh, my conscience is saying I shouldn't steal from this person. But the thing is that your conscience really encompasses everything. It's that voice or that feeling that's trying to make you aligned with your true self. And when you're out of alignment, you feel it. The thing is like a lot of times we ignore it so much that voice of our conscience gets so small, you know, and the more we listen to it, the louder it gets. And so one of the things that I found like a hack, like a really easy way to always align with my conscience and to avoid those negative patterns is to choose what makes you proud versus what makes you happy. And kind of like what I was talking about before about, you know, you can't be perpetually happy because it requires contrast. You could actually be perpetually proud because the contrast is built within. So like, for instance, if the alarm goes off and I was planning on working out, but it would make me happy to sleep in, now I owe my conscience a debt. And that debt is when I wake up, I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel like I didn't achieve what I wanted to achieve. I won't get to the good feelings of working out. But if I choose proud, then I'm already paying the debt because the pain is just getting up and not doing what makes me happy. So now I'm debt free. I'm proud that I got up. I work out. I'm going through the pain, the positive pain of working out. I'm proud, debt free. Proud is a higher frequency than happy anyways. Like if you really just think about it, the times you were proud, you felt better than when you were happy anyways.
That's so true.
The biggest thing. Yeah. And the other thing, you know, to break these negative patterns is a lot of people who journal, they journal about good things. If I journal, I only journal about what I regret. So what I'll do is I would write down like the next day, everything that I regretted, right? I procrastinated here. I got, I lost my temper with my son. I, you know, whatever I regretted, and I'll do that every day. And then you look back and you look for the patterns. You look for the patterns. Oh, I'm procrastinating all the time when it comes to this. Oh, my temper is getting, you know, too out of control here. And then you just start eliminating what you regret. But it allows you to see it clearly when you journal about what I'm not interested in what I like if I was to journal, because I'm not going to learn anything from what I like. That's easy. But I'm going to learn what I regret. I'm going to see the pattern eliminated. Yeah.
And that changes the who, because when you turn around and you look at the things that you regret and you change who you are, right? Then that kind of goes along with what you were saying earlier. That is really, really good. So I hear that you're writing a book. Would you like to talk a little bit about it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so my book is called The Three, and it's a nutrition and mindset book. So I have three rules. You know, we talked about rule number one. So I have that's the most important rule. I have three rules. I have three accelerators that make those rules work even faster. And then I have a mindset method, like we talked about, that links it all together. And so, yeah, this is my first book that I wrote. I already wrote it. I just got the first draft back from the publisher. So now I'm reading. It's funny, I'm reading through it now, and I feel like this part is taking longer than writing it, because I want it to be, I just want to know when I hand this to someone, when someone buys it, I want to be so confident that they just got something that's going to change their life. Like, yes. I want to be proud. I'm choosing proud over happy. It would make me happy to be done. But it would make me proud to have the best book that I could possibly write, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, you have a lot to give.
Yeah. And it should be coming out. I don't have a date exactly yet, but it'll be coming out. It should be coming out first quarter of this year, you know, and I'll definitely hop back on your podcast and really talk about it when it's out, but it's going to be really good.
I would love that. I'm actually making a note so that I can contact you so that we can, you know, get something tentative even on the books, because I want to make sure that you come back, because I think this is going to be fantastic. This has been such a pleasure. Oh my gosh. So you are a personal development coach. We talked about that, but let the people know, like, how, you know, if they want to contact you about some things or ask about your programs, like, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way is just on my Instagram. It's stevehockman.driven. I answer all my messages myself. I don't have anyone answering for me. I don't have, you know, my assistant in my Instagram. It's really me when you message me. And just tell me whatever you're struggling with. We'll set up a call. We'll figure out where you are, where you want to be, and put a plan together to get there.
That is fantastic. So I ask all of my guests, if they could say one thing, like leave one nugget with the audience, what would it be?
You know, the one nugget I would leave everyone with is to be, this year, become highly aware of what your conscience is telling you. Probably most of your life, a lot of people, including me back in the day, would tune it out. And the thing is, nobody should do anything more or anything less than exactly what their conscience is telling them. And, you know, that comes to like working out, eating. If you got a clean conscience about it and genuinely clean, do it. Do it. If it means whatever that means, whatever that means, what I feel for me, but your conscience will tell you what to do. And if you listen to it, you'll always be on the right path. And it's like a muscle that you could develop. So just really, really be aware and really practice listening to it. And honestly, like, that'll change the trajectory of your whole life. It did for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tune into your conscience and truly, truly listen. That's really good. Cause you're right. You can't go wrong. You literally cannot go. You won't go wrong if you do that. Nope. Ah, but that is so good. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. This has been great and fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. Thank you for having me. I love your energy.
Thank you so much. I love yours as well. And until next time, cause we're definitely going to have you back. But I want to say to the audience that you matter and your story matters. And I know that you can choose any podcast out there, but you chose this one. And I thank you. And I want to thank Steve for being on here. He will be back, guys. If you want to contact him, all of his information will be in the show notes. He is spectacular. So easy to talk to and just a wealth of information. So please contact him. He is going to be a blessing to your life. And until next time, I thank you. And as we said, you matter and your story matters. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
I understand that nothing is more valuable than your time. So thank you for listening. Be sure to join our Facebook group, Codependent Me, and check out my website at codependentme.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day.